This was the second time in 2 months that Administrator Ducheneau has been in North Dakota, talking with farmers and ranchers about drought and the impact it is leaving. Additional drought assistance has been secured for livestock producers via the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program through USDA. Here's North Dakota Stockmen's Association President Jeff Schaefer.
And it's a permanent fix to the ELAP program for cost assistance on hay transportation. And we all know that, you know, ranchers are having to secure feed sources farther away from the ranch. So this is truly beneficial. And generally speaking, it doesn't happen this quick. So we're very appreciative, Senator and Administrator Zach, for getting this accomplished. You know, they want to get the money out there as soon as they can. You know, the application is still in the making, but, you know, we reassured everybody that they're going to try to be very timely on the payment. It's 60% and it's retroactive. So, you know, I think that's all great news for the North Dakota ranchers.
Schaefer, who farms and ranches at New Rockford, says things are looking more optimistic in his area this fall. The grass is a little bit greener and the feed wagon is finally parked.
So I don't know who is happier, the cows or our family, but, you know, we've weaned the calves, we've ultrasounded, so the bred cows are out on pasture or fall grazing, and it's a good deal. And moisture situation, we've been blessed with some precipitation, and it's greener now than it was in May, so, you know, if nothing else, it helps everyone mentally that everything looks a little better. We're far from the drought. Talking to the guys that are soil sampling, you know, the top 10 to 14 inches look pretty good, but below 14 inches, it's bone dry. So we're a long way from getting out of this drought, but it was sure a great break to get some precipitation.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.